From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Laurie Klein reading Wind River by Gary McCarthy. Now let's begin with Wind River, Chapter 1. The slim young woman lowered her head and leaned forward, straining at the shafts of the Mormon handcart, her bare toes biting into the warm red dust of Utah's Echo Canyon. For a moment, the cart would not budge. Her breath came in short, desperate bursts, and her arms and shoulder muscles corded. Maybe, she thought, this is finally the end. But the cart broke its inertia. The wooden wheels, long since worn dry of grease, protested sharply, and the cart rolled onward, following the deep ruts of the emigrant trail. Rebecca Prescott, 17 years old, tried not to think of the heat, a heat so intense it felt as though a stove lid had slammed down on the world. She kept her blue-green eyes riveted on the ground. She was barefoot and could ill afford to step on a horseshoe nail, a sharp piece of twisted metal, or a shard of glittering glass. The Mormons had given her shoes, but they hadn't fitted, and had blistered her ankles until perspiration burned like stinging nettles. She traded the shoes for 5 pounds of cornmeal and a pound of sugar. Now the food and her strength were both gone. Rebecca dared not think of their situation, but instead reasoned that if her father ever got over his fever and could walk, perhaps they could trade the handcart for food and some cloth, so that she might sew a dress for herself and one for little kids.